Anderson says he's frustrated about what's happening in the capital after a series of pro-Palestinian protests, which some Jewish people find concerning. Mr. Khan says Mr. Anderson's initial words that Islamists had got control of him were racist. Anissa Mahmood, who campaigns against Islamophobia, says Mr. Anderson should say sorry.
His comments are absolutely Islamophobic and offensive, and I think the fact that he's doubling down is only a symptom of the Islamophobia that we're seeing today in the UK. And whilst the Prime Minister has taken action, I don't think it's enough.
A serving member of the US Air Force who set himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. has died. He reportedly streamed the incident online, saying he would no longer be complicit in genocide. Farmers protesting in Brussels have sprayed liquid manure at police. They're demonstrating against certain regulations and cheap imports. Premier League club Everton has had its points deduction for breaking financial rules reduced from 10 points to 6. Dan Windle has more.
Everton challenged their punishment after being shocked and disappointed at the severity of the original decision. Following today's news, a club statement says they feel vindicated in pursuit of their appeal. The decision means Everton move up to 15th in the Premier League table, 5 points clear of relegation. A case is still to be heard on another possible sanction after Everton were charged with breaching rules for a second time earlier this month.
Campaigners say there isn't a single stretch of river in England that's classed as being in a good or high condition. A report from the Rivers Trust says just 15% of English waterways are in a good ecological state. And Marks & Spencer's has been rated the nation's favourite supermarket for the third year running. Shoppers gave it 5 stars out of 5 for overall customer service. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Chris. Generally overcast today, but after all the recent rain, you'll be pleased to know that it should at least be dry. Well, it was spitting with rain when I came in, but hopefully it'll be dry for the rest of the day. It's going to be 8 degrees only, so it's rather on the cool side, and that value will dip to a mere 1 overnight. There may be a few glimpses of the sun tomorrow, but little change in temperature is expected. And looking further ahead, Wednesday should be mainly dry and bright before more mainly light rain arrives on Thursday and Friday. As for temperatures, well, we should achieve 11 degrees on both Wednesday and Thursday before it dips back down to 9 on Friday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey girl, I'm waiting on ya. I'm waiting on ya. Come on and let me sneak you out and have a celebration. A celebration, the music up, the windows down.
Yeah, we'll be doing what we do, just pretending that we're cool, and we know it too. Yeah, we'll keep doing what we do, just pretending that we're cool. So tonight, let's go.
Let's go crazy, crazy, crazy till we see the sun.
Good advice there from One Direction, to live while you're young. It's Scott Ross here with you with another until 3 p.m. In a few minutes, we're going to be reporting on a huge disappointment suffered by a man who thought he'd won big in the lottery. But first off, it's music from The Verve. Bittersweet Symphony. And good advice coming up from Miles Kane, because he says, whatever happens and all the things that go wrong, don't let it get you down.
I can't bloody well understand it, if you want my honest opinion. It's got everything. clear diction, beautifully spoken. It's topical, you know, it's up to date.
This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The team at St Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100k in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Spencer Davis group there, encouraging you to keep on running. Now, I've just seen a Facebook page from a friend of mine who's just been involved in a big run, and I responded to that saying, rather you than me, especially these days. Anyway, after buying a ticket on the Powerball draw, using a mix of family birthdays and other numbers of personal significance, John Cheeks was excited beyond measure after his chosen numbers were published on the website of the DC Lottery in Washington, run by Toyota Enterprises. But when he went to collect his winnings, he was told that the company had posted the wrong numbers by mistake, and even though the post remained online for 3 days, they were not the numbers that had actually been chosen. Yeah, an employee at the office simply said the ticket was no good and he should just check it in the trash can, adding, yeah, you're not going to get paid, there's a trash can right there. But he didn't follow that advice, and armed with the ticket and a screenshot of the published draw result, contacted a lawyer who said that as the lottery operator has failed to produce any evidence to support their claim that the error was due to a mistake by one of their contractors, and even if the mistake had been made, there's precedent since in a similar case in Iowa, where a mistake was admitted by a contractor, the claimed winnings were paid up. Of course, you could really get lucky like the recently reported couple from Colne, Lancashire, Richard and Debbie Nuttall, who, whilst holidaying in the Canary Islands, received a text declaring them winners of the Euro Millions jackpot. Originally, they thought that they'd scooped just £2.60, but it later emerged that they'd actually won over, how much is it again? 600 million quid, I think it was. £61.7 million. Well, I think that's pretty darn good. Anyway, here's Hot Chocolate now declaring that everyone's a winner. Well, everyone apart from Mr. Cheeks, it seems. Hot chocolate and everyone's a winner. Let's see if you're a winner where the traffic is concerned.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, first off in Braintree, the slow-moving traffic on the A120 East. That's between the B1256 and Gallows Corner roundabout. A127 eastbound is very slow approaching Kent Elms Corner due to roadworks that have suddenly appeared there. We still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 between Ingatestone and Gallywood. That's for resurfacing work. And just note, you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on 3 Mile Hill. The A414 to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Temporary traffic signals are operating on the A1023 London Road in Brentwood at the junction with Spittle Lane. And two-way traffic signals are also operating on the A128 just to the south of Brentwood at the junction with Hogarth Avenue. And gas main work on Friars Avenue at Priest Lane could also hold you up. And north of Billericay, a closure is affecting Mount Nessing Road at Old Church Lane. There's also a closure in place affecting the junction of the A129 at Tye Common Road. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, I can't see any particular problems with C2C. Greater Anglia have had a few problems because there was a problem with the overhead lines between overhead lines and these between somewhere around outside Liverpool Street Station, and that has caused problems with the 226 train for Paddington being cancelled, but everything else looks reasonably okay there. And as far as London Transport Services are concerned, severe delays are likely on the Elizabeth line between Abbeywood, Shenfield and Whitechapel, and minor delays on the rest of the line due to a tree on the track at Twyford and a fault with the overhead wire lines at Stratford. And also looking at London Transport, there are minor delays affecting the Bakerloo line, and severe delays are affecting the Elizabeth line due to damaged overhead lines at Burnham. Part suspension affecting the central line between Woodford and Epping. That was due to a trespasser on the track, would you believe? And also minor delays affecting the Piccadilly line due to an earlier faulty train. And the tram service is suspended between Lloyd Park and New Addington due to emergency engineering work. Everything else looks fine and dandy. And, of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past three. But at 2:28, you are fully up to date. And here's Noah Kahan.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm spinning half that old have to do, have to do.
Isn't that good? That's Noah Kahan and Stick Season. And just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with the Monday's edition of the 123 show here on Phoenix FM. And Phoenix FM broadcasts 24 hours a day in stereo on 98 megahertz to around 160,000 residents of Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding area, and of course the world online at phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the paper with his worn out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe at 11:15, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Don't say for you that the sun don't shine. Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with little ribbons that he wears. In our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind.
out in the morning dew, my honey. Watch me out in the morning dew today. I'll walk you out in the morning dew, my honey. Can't walk you out in the morning dew at all. Thought I heard a young girl crying, mama. Thought I heard a young girl cry today. You didn't hear no young girl cry, mama. You didn't hear no young girl cry at all. Walk me out in the morning to my honey. Walk me out in the morning to today. Can't walk you out in the morning to my baby. Can't walk you out in the morning dew at all. Thought I heard a young man crying, mama. Thought I heard a young man crying today. Why, you didn't hear no young man crying, mama. Now there's no more morning dew. Now there's no more morning dew. What they were saying all these years is true. 'Cause there's no more morning dew.
Yeah, Tim Rose there, inviting you to go out for a walk in the morning dew. Before that, trudging through the streets of London, it was Ralph McTowell.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, here's a date you certainly won't want to miss. It's a comedy night coming to Brentwood, Billericay Town Football Club, New Lodge, Blunt's Wall Road in Billericay. There'll be performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis and Prakash Judram. Sorry if I mispronounced his name, but I certainly did mispronounce it. It's all hosted by Mad Adlington. Showtime is 8 p.m. Tickets are priced at £15, and you can get more information by going to the website alleweventbrite.com/e/e comedy hyphen night at the football club tickets, and a whole load of numbers. Best thing to do actually is take a look at our webpage, phoenixfm.com. Just follow the links to local events and you'll see all the details there in front of your very eyes.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And with a long goodbye now, it's Roland Keating.
This is Phoenix FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m., on Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice?
All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
The music sounds best on Phoenix FM.
The music radio.
Us in the right direction. There's KC and the Sunshine Band. And let's come right up to date now with Black Keys.
Thank you.
been struggling alone, keeping all of my demons to myself. I'm saving my grace for that heavenly place. To the sun I will sing you my song. Just a friend on the wind seeking shelter. There's a crack in the sky and a light from on high. Get higher and higher when the wind blows.
Track there from Black Keys and Beautiful People. And here's Benjamin Francis Lethwich.
I could fly you.
Francis Lethbridge there, shining on and polishing off the 1-2-3 show for today. It's got us, I've been here for the last couple of hours, all being well. I'll see you at the same time tomorrow. But stick around now for Joe Bailey with a veritable, collection of guests. I was going to say something more complicated, who together on behalf of St. Francis Hospice will be aiming to see you safely home this afternoon. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll play out now with Sandy Tom, but from me, bye-bye.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When the head of state didn't play guitar, not everybody drove a car. When music really mattered and when radio was king. When accountants didn't have control and the media couldn't buy your soul. When computers were still scary and we didn't know everything. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When pop stars still remained a myth and ignorance could still be bliss. And God save the queen, she turned a whiter shade of pale. My mom and dad were in their teens and anarchy was still a dream. And the only way to stay in touch was a letter in the mail. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When record shops were still on top and vinyl was all that they stopped, and the super info highway was still drifting out in space. Kids were wearing hand-me-downs and playing games, men kick arounds, and footballers still had long hair and dirt across their face. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I'm born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. I was born too late into a world.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.